4LR.
4ZW, afternoon.
Just connected up a single band ICOM in my apartment. Was kind of wanting to see how it was doing. 4LR, radio check.
Station, this is KO4HKX for the radio check. You're sounding good into the repeater.
Hooked up a new radio, so I was checking on it.
Just a little bit of white noise there, but you're perfectly readable, and I wouldn't worry about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate the feedback.
I want to turn your mic gain up just a little bit or talk just a little bit closer to the mic. Your volume is kind of low.
How is this? Is it better?
Sure.
Spoken. I guess I use my outside voice.
Either move the mic just a little bit closer or, like I said, turn the mic gain up a little bit. But I can make out everything you're saying, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
So much.
It's a hobby. And if you don't know, there is a net on this repeater every night at 9 o'clock. We'd love to come have you be a part of it as often as you can.
I've checked in once, I believe, getting into all of this this hobby. I became a technician on December 24th, so I'm fairly new.
Well, I'm not too old. I've only had my license 5 years now, so I'm still learning myself. But I want to tell you, welcome to the hobby. And I call the net on Sunday night, so love to have you come check in with us.
What's that again?
My call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
That Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. I'll be checking in with you.
This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
4-4-I-O-R.
For the EW, comment.
KO4HKX.
On the microphone thing, I didn't catch the lady's name, but if you hold the microphone closer to your mouth, but at perpendicular, so that your breath goes straight through and you're kind of holding the microphone near your cheek so you don't get the the pop, pop, pop when you on hard syllables, so you can then get closer to the mic and you can speak clearer, but you're not, making those popping noises in the microphone.
How is this? Is this a little bit better? I've got it perpendicular, closer to my ear, though.
Completely readable right now.
Thank you also for the feedback, helping me out.
HKX, hey, Ben, you got the little noise beacon on the end of your VTEC again.
Turning that off, and it keeps turning back on, and I don't know if the software is doing it or if the radio is, but I'll check it again and make sure it's turned off.
And I was just letting you know, every time it updates, you have to turn that off.
I'm doing a lot of stuff on the APRS lately, and so I'm logging into different softwares, connecting different softwares to it, like Pinpoint APRS and HT Commander, and I don't know if they're resetting that setting when I connect to the software or what, so I don't know. I guess just figure out what's going on, I suppose. Why it keeps defaulting back to that little digital ID when you release push to talk.
HKX. Those softwares have a hidden thing in them that changed the settings in the radio. You have to go in and turn that off. So that's what it is.
The VTEC app, I was able to turn off that synchronization setting so that the app does not override the radio. But some of these other APRS programs could be overriding the radio, and I can't figure out where to tell them not to, if they even if that option doesn't exist.
Well, I just wanted you to know it was there. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar, radio check.
Yeah, you're good, LOO.
Hey, Patrick, I heard y'all chattering. Yeah, I guess that's kind of weird that you still have that noise after several days now since you've done that, so it's kind of weird.
I turn it off in the settings, and then something is turning it back on, and I don't know what it is yet.
Maybe pushing one of the buttons on the microphone, are you? Because I've actually done that and muted myself, and I couldn't figure out why I was muted. And then somebody had to tell me, hey, you probably hit that button right there. It worked.
Radio has a specific feature that will... when you release the push-to-talk button, it will send a digital AX25 blast of your call sign. So after each transmission, you are technically identifying. And while kind of cool, it's really annoying for people on the other hand. And I know where to switch it off, and I'll switch it off, and it'll just get switched back on. I haven't solved it yet, but at least it's an easy fix.
Well, I'm going to step back out here. It's good to hear y'all talking. Patrick, I hadn't heard you in a few days. Good to hear your voice, too. KQ4LOL will be standing by.
Hello, I've talked to you several times, and I cannot remember your name. It's KO4ZEW, Ben as in Benjamin.
Text me a few times before I start remembering call signs myself. This is Tao Tango Alpha Lima, KQ4LOO.
I think I got it now. Well, I appreciate it, Tal. Yeah, I've talked to you several times this week, I think. So I'm going to jump and try to reset this this push-to-talk blast and then maybe check back in and see if it's gone.
Standing by KQ4LOO.
KO4ZEW, signal check, please. Checking to see if the digital identifier at the end of my transmission is turned off.
That again, Ben.
1, 2, 3, 4, no digital blast.
No blast, no sound like the old internet sound at the end. Definitely, you hit it right on nail on the head, so.
Here, I've got the location of that setting memorized in the menu. That just don't, frustrating me as to what keeps resetting it.
I just got off of work, so I'm going to get a little me time in, but I'll be standing by listening in. KQ4LOO.
Good. I'm having some me time myself. Listen to the dual bander, and I'm doing FT8 on the HF. So having a rainy Saturday in. You enjoy yours. Get some rest. You just got off work. KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring.